hear every time she sings the song, she has to retire to bed for a week afterwards with a sore throat, and I'm not in the least bit surprised. Cyndi Lauper, and Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Whatever about fun, girls, over there in St. Mary's, two there for you, Yubi and Cyndi. Bernie, Linda, the two Marys, two Sheilas, Jackie, Teresa, and Emer. Hi and good morning to you all. 24 minutes to 11. Now, if you're in the Dunleary area later on tonight, I think it is tonight, isn't it? February the 27th at 7:30. Well, McDonald's in the Dunleary shopping centre there is the venue for, of course, the major charity auction to raise funds for the children's wards in St. Michael's Hospital over there on the south side in Dunleary. Now, there's no shortage of items apparently to be auctioned, whether it's a bicycle, furniture, clothes, or jewellery you're after. Well, they're all there for the bidding. And of course, all they need now is your own public support and your generous helping out tonight. That's later on at 7:30 in McDonald's in Dunleary. The goal to raise £1,000. Which, come to think of it, if they get a good crowd there, that shouldn't be such a difficult job, should it? Something now from the 60s. This is a classic. Gene Pitney on Sunshine 101, where it's all so much better. Good morning.
Something's gotten hold of my heart, keeping my soul and my senses apart. Something's gotten into my life, cutting its way through my dreams like a knife, turning me up, turning me down, making me smile and making me in a world that was small. I once lived in a time that was peace with no trouble at all. But then you came my way, and a feeling unknown shook my heart, made me want you to stay. All of my nights and all
and holidays hit the hot spots. So come on, hit the hot spots with Hicks and Holiday.
Book your 1984 Hicks and Holiday on the noon high flyer to Mallorca, departing every Wednesday at noon by Aer Lingus Jet. Ideal for families with children or high-flying executives. Fly the noon high flyer from Hicks and Holidays this summer.
Come on, hit the hot spots with Hicks and Holidays.
Allu glaze your home and feel better for it. Replacement windows, patio doors, porch doors and hall doors in a choice of colors and combinations including leaded and Georgine windows, single or double glazed. All installations are carried out by McMahon and Nagel Tradesmen with exact installation dates given on signing of contract. You can also avail of our special home loan plan. McMahon and Nagel install Alu-Glaze. Please phone us for details at Dublin 461-470. That's 461-470. McMahon and Nagel, see the job done from start to finish and then guarantee it for 10 years.
The Sands Hotel announced the opening of the Victor Hugo Carvery. The carvery with the continental touch. A superb selection of salads, starters, hot joints and luscious homemade desserts. The carvery is open 7 evenings a week from 6:30 to 10:30. £7.50 inclusive, Monday to Wednesday, and £8.50 from Thursday through Sunday. The new carvery at the Sands Hotel. Hop in tonight.
I don't know whether you know this, but the first couple to enter the Caviar there at 6:30 p.m. tonight will dine free of charge. That's right, they'll dine free of charge in the Sands with the compliments of Sunshine Radio. That's the Sands Hotel, you just can't beat it.
You've heard about the fantastic Austin Rover holiday offer. When you buy a new Metro, a Maestro, an Acclaim or a Rover, you get a free fortnight's global holiday for two in the exquisite Spanish resort of Palma Nova. Joe Fallon Motors has the full Austin Rover range. Test drive any model, buy and enjoy 2 weeks in the sun at your leisure. Joe Fallon Motors, Strand Road, Port Marnock, will give you the full details.
If you are a swinger, a gent or a dude, a lady of fashion, who's quality not crude, the team here at Sunshine we'll help you get dressed. Look good in our sweatshirts. They're made for the best.
Sunshine Radio sweatshirts are available in a selection of colors and sizes. The Sunshine Radio sweatshirt is only £6.50. Call in at the Sunshine Radio reception at 8 Lower Baggot Street, Dublin 2. Oh, and by the way, car stickers and sun visors are free.
You'll swing with the sunshine. Much better by far. In one of our sweatshirts, you look like a star.
Sunshine Radio sweatshirts, available in small, medium, large, biggest, and best.
Time right now is 16 and a half minutes to 11.
Super Stereo. This is the FM leader, Sunshine 101.
I am Michael Caine.
He's walking there, I'm afraid, I don't know. I see the firemen jumping from the windows. There's panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember, tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph
to keep my mind.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep. The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him. He didn't seem to hear, just turned away. The quiet fellow follows, points his finger straight at you. He had to sacrifice his pride, yes, throw it all away.
Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph.
Well, who knows? Maybe someday they'll be saying, "My name's Tony Garrett." That's right. That's Michael Caine there. Madness. 13 minutes now to 11. Swap and sell in a little under half an hour. If you have details or perhaps a quick transaction to deal with us this morning, you can call Sheila now on 460-400 or 460-319. Swap and sell at 11:15. Now, it's Tony Garrett on a Monday morning. Not much of a consolation, mind you, to the housework, but at least I'm consistent. And I know there aren't very many consolations to housework, but I just came across a very, very interesting article there on one of this morning's papers. Apparently, according to the experts, and this just more or less came about due to a little few trivial dealings around the house one morning, housework is so boring that it sends babies to sleep. That's according to a school teacher called Roger Winnell, who recorded his wife Pat as she cleaned, vacuumed and washed up, and then played back the tape. Their baby son Jeffrey, who had been crying, fell asleep instantly. I was so surprised that the next time I wanted him to sleep, I played the tape again, said Roger, and it worked a treat every time. So now he's cashing in and making a few quid out of it by sending a few tapes to a few of his friends. I just happen to know his address, so if you're interested in picking up a tape there, ladies,
gotta write a classic.
I just might be able to help you out. This is Adrian Gervitz.
Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, but you were different from the rest. And I loved you all the wrong ways. Now listen to my say. If it changed to another way, would the difference make it? Would it be a classic? I gotta send it right away. Gotta write a classic. What it seems, I just keep living for dreams. And it's not what I mean. I mean, it's not what it seems. I just keep living for dreams. Gotta write a classic.
And I'm out of control without you.
Gotta write it in an attic.
Thank you.
remember yesterday.
Sunshine 101.
Such a lonely ride. The breakup we had has made me lonesome and sad. I realize I love you 'cause I want your back.
I spent the evening with the radio. Regret the moment that I let you go. I quarreled.
Hit for an American couple about 6 years ago. Isn't that long ago? Wowie. Peaches and Herb and reunited here at Sunshine. 4.5 minutes before news time at 11 o'clock with Kathy Cregan. And of course, Swap and Sell into the last hour. Tony Gareth for Robbie Dale, who's taken a couple of weeks off on holidays. So he'll be back with you in about a fortnight's time. Now, if you're in the bakery business, something here which might interest you. Perhaps a clean break is what you're looking for. Well, a second-year apprentice is what's being sought. Apprentice baker, that is. You can call and ask for Alan, Unit 8 in the Talca Industrial Estate on the Ballyboggan Road. That's on the north side of the city there. That's the address. And once again, the details, a second-year apprentice baker. If you're thinking of making a clean break but staying in the business, Alan is the guy to call for. Unit 8, Talca Industrial Estate on the Ballyboggan Road. And finally, a missing dog, very big. They say it's a mix between the St. Bernard and a Labrador. It answers to the name of Ben. It's been missing from the Donnymead area of town for the last couple of days, and they're fairly eager to have it back in good order. 474-955 is the number there. That's 474-955. Ben is what it answers to, a mix between a St. Bernard and a Labrador. The telephone number is 474-955. Taking us to news at 11, this is Howard Jones from the forthcoming album, and Hide and Seek.
Children comes in five adorable flavors: vanilla, orange, strawberry, cola, and natural. Give your lips the soothing touch of Vaseline Constant Care Lip Balm.
Do you know Atlantic Home Care Coolock opposite Northside Shopping Center? Today they're giving 10% off all marked prices and the chance to win a three-piece lounge suite absolutely free. Atlantic Home Care Coolock opposite Northside Shopping Center.
Our prices are so low, we've got to be crazy. But that's crazy prices for you. Over 3,000 items and all at the craziest of prices. Crazy prices, Kilbarrack Shopping Centre. Our prices are so low, we've got to be crazy.
Step into spring. Step into Peter Mark Mary Street for a stunning designer hairstyle created just for you. New cut, new style. New Peter Mark Protein Organic Wave, £15. And the incredible Farindol Fashion Color, £10.50. Peter Mark Mary Street, opposite Marks and Spencer's. Last appointments Thursday, 7 p.m. Peter Mark Mary Street. Top styles, top cutting, top marks.
It's 11 o'clock. Time for a cup of Bewley's Real Coffee. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
Good morning, this is Kathy Cregan. A French soldier and an American priest have been killed in the latest shelling in Beirut. The fighting came just hours after the final withdrawal of American Marines from their base at the city's airport. They were ferried to battleships offshore. The soldier was the 87th casualty of the French peacekeeping contingent, which is staying on in Beirut. He was killed by mortar shell, which landed near a French position along the so-called Green Line dividing the city. In another part of Beirut, a piece of artillery shrapnel killed an American priest, Father James Finnegan. Meanwhile, in Jordan, King Hussein and the leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, have resumed talks aimed at political cooperation for peace in the Middle East. The discussions are the first since last April. A 23-year-old man who suffered a fractured skull after he was beaten with hammers at his home in West Belfast is now described as very seriously ill in hospital. The RUC are appealing for information about the incident in which three masked men broke into the man's house early yesterday and held his pregnant wife as they beat him with masonry hammers. A relative said they accused him of breaking into a local social club, but she said he had nothing to do with the incident. The man has had plastic surgery to his face and neck at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Five men from the north are still being held for questioning by Gardaí in Ennis and Shannon. They were arrested yesterday in two houses in Shannon. It's understood the men are helping Gardaí with their investigation into an armed raid last Thursday at the Bank of Ireland in Tulla, County Clare, in which £4,000 was taken. Some classes are resuming this morning at the College of Technology in Kevin Street, Dublin. Members of the Marine Port and General Workers Union are suspending the strike for a week, but members of the Teachers Union of Ireland are continuing their strike action. They've warned that this might affect exams. In Ballyfermot last night, a man was knocked down and killed in a hit-and-run accident. He was cycling along Lafanoo Road in the area when he was struck by a car. He hasn't been named as yet, but it's thought he was in his late 20s. In the same area, a Garda car was rammed by a vehicle stolen earlier in the night from Howth. Gardaí have said there's no evidence as yet, however, to connect the two incidents. Also in Dublin, in the Gardner Street area, shots were fired at a man last night, but it's thought they were blanks and he wasn't injured. It's understood a masked man fired two shotgun rounds. And finally, at least 12 skiers have been killed in avalanches in the Alps and Pyrenees over the weekend, and four others are still missing. Five of the dead were French and the others came from Italy, Austria and Spain. Most of them died in areas outside the marked ski slopes. Now the weather remaining cold and cloudy with some isolated showers this morning. The winds are light to moderate, north to northeasterly, force 1 to 4 on the bay. High tides at 20 to 10 tonight and the current Dublin temperature is 3 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 3 minutes past 11.
Sunshine Radio.
I don't know.
from the Sunshine Survey this week, Nick Kershaw. Wouldn't it be good if I didn't have it so bad? 7 minutes past 11 here at 101. Super Stereo, where it's so much better, and a medium wave 539. Tony Garrett for Robbie Dale, Off and Halls. I think that's the last time I'm going to say that, because I'm sure you already know that at this stage. A different voice and a different approach. Well, we have a few birthdays coming up after our swap and sell, as we help you to rearrange furniture, and indeed furniture all over Dublin, in about 10 minutes' time. If you have a transaction to do with us, our number is 460400 and 460319. As I was saying, it's on birthdays. If you'd care to call us on that too, perhaps you'd like to cope up with the stars and celebrate along with those in style. We'll have that for you in about half an hour. But today we remember a couple of very special anniversaries. The inventor of the bowling alley was born on this day in 1760. That's Jeff Ballgrip. Happy birthday, Jeff Ballgrip. And this, I think, just has to be the most memorable inventor of the day. The inventor of the bow and arrow and the crossbow, born on this day in 1450, Eamon Shootwright. So happy birthday to Eamon Shootwright. Monday the 27th of February 1984 with Sunshine. Good morning to you.
Satisfied till you're by my side. Don't wait any longer. Come back.
Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time. Come back and stay for good this time. You said goodbye. You said you'd return. You said you'd be mine till the end of time. But don't wait any longer. Why don't you come back?
Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time.
Did you
come back?
With club travel value from £184.
With club travel, you get together with sun-loving, fun-loving people.
You meet the sunniest people with club travel.
New stars of the motoring world, established favorites, live music, and a chance to win a free trip to Japan. All on the Nissan stand at the Motor Show this week. See the new Bluebird on show for the first time ever in Europe. Introducing the sporty new Silvia, never before seen in Ireland. And the all-new Nissan Cherry range, including the powerful new Turbo Cherry. Exciting cars and free competition. All to the live sound of Terry Lightfoot and his jazz. Nissan Stand Motor Show at the RDS this week.
Here is a special announcement to all babies wearing Comfies. Comfies, the guaranteed Irish nappy featuring elasticated sure-fit legs, are now offering all Comfy wearers the Comfies colouring book of nursery rhymes. Ask your mummy or another tall person to read the writing on the Comfies leaflets in the shops and then to send away for your Comfies colouring book of nursery rhymes. This is how you get a tall person's attention. But then you already know that.
Do you know Atlantic Home Care Coolock opposite Northside Shopping Centre? Today they're giving 10% off all marked prices and the chance to win a three-piece lounge suite absolutely free. Atlantic Home Care Coolock opposite Northside Shopping Centre.
Here's a question. How many snooker clubs are there in Dublin?
And how many service the patrons with well-kept tables, comfortable and professional surroundings? Well, there's one that definitely does. Shivago Snooker Club in the center of the city. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 1 a.m. And we mean business. Pop in and have a break at Shivago just off Baggot Street, Dublin's number one snooker club. We promise you won't be disappointed.
Sunshine Radio.
Before I count to three, step to it, baby. She goes out every night till the morning is light, and she sleeps all day. So come on, I get up, I won't see you again. I'll drag you out. I don't care anymore, you can sleep on the floor, 'cause I'm knocking you out. So come on, I get up, I won't say it again, I'll drag you out.
Certainly know how to make a noisy racket. Matt Bianco, good record though, I like that. Get up, get out of your lazy bed, 17 minutes past 11. It's Sunshine 101 and 539, where we'll do a little dabbling and a little trading here as we try to rearrange some furniture and trade some useless items across town. Swap and sell, Tony Gareth doing the in thing for Robbie Dale, and let's get underway with it immediately. On line one, we've Chris Dunn. Morning, Chris.
Morning.
Where are you calling from?
Where?
Where are you calling from?
From
where?
Hoth.
Hoth.
Yeah.
And what can we do for you this morning?
I want to sell a camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's Praktika.
Okay.
Super TL3. It has a 35mm lens, and the lens is screw-on.
Screw-on, mm-hmm.
I have it for about a year and 4 months. It's in perfect condition, and I want to sell it for about £50.
So you're looking for about £50. Yeah. And can we have your telephone number?
323923.
Fine, okay, so that's Chris. She's, you're looking or you want to sell it? You want to sell it?
Yes.
It's a Praktika Super TL3 35mm camera with an adjustable lens. Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a year and a half old, and she's looking for £50, our nearest offer. And Chris's number is 323923. 323923. Okay, Chris, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. And on line two right now, we have Anne Connolly. Morning, Anne.
Good morning, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tallaght.
From Tallaght. What do we find you doing this morning?
Well, I'm looking for some goods for myself and my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking, she has two young children, and she's looking for a set of bunk beds.
Bunk beds?
Yeah. They are now grown out of small beds, they need bunk beds now.
Any particular type you're looking for?
Not particularly, as long as they're in good condition, you know? that's really all, as long as they're in good condition and well kept, you know, she'd be interested.
And have you any idea what you'd be willing to pay for them, or what she would?
Around £50, 40 to £50.
£50?
Yeah.
Anne Connolly there, she's looking for some baby items, particularly bunk beds, isn't that right? Yeah, a set of bunk beds. She's willing to pay a fair deal for them, £50 or thereabouts, but they must be in good condition. Can I have your telephone number, Anne?
Yeah, 522-459.
That's Anne Connolly's phone number, calling there on behalf of a friend, 522-459. Okay, Anne, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Wish you luck with that one, thank you.
Okay,
and on line three we have Karen Kyo. Morning, Karen.
Morning.
Where are you calling from?
Just off the Malahide Road.
Off the Malahide Road, not too far from us here.
Yeah.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to sell a bride's dress and two bridesmaid dresses. The bridal dress is size 12, and the two bridesmaid dresses, both size 10s. They're in pale pink. They're made of moray taffeta with full-tiered skirts. With the three dresses, I'm selling boned, hooped underskirts with a lace petticoat for the bridal dress. I also have headdresses for all three. There are two pink flower rings for the bridesmaids and a bridal Juliet cap and veil for the bride. That's worth about £30. They're all in perfect condition. And if there's any alterations necessary, like they're too long or too big, the dressmaker will alter them free of charge.
So
for the three dresses, the underskirts and the lace petticoat and the headdresses, I was asking £200 or nearest reasonable offer.
That's a terrific deal, isn't it? You're selling the full package literally there, aren't you?
Yeah.
When did the wedding happen?
January. The 20th.
January, yeah. So it's been hanging in the wardrobe ever since, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's a wedding dress, size 12, and two bridesmaid dresses. What sizes are they?
Both size 10s.
Size 10s. There's a full tier attached to both bridesmaid dresses and wedding dress?
Yeah, they're full tiered underskirts.
Yeah, maybe you'd just like to fill us in on a few details quickly again. The bridesmaid dresses, you gave us some details on that. Go ahead again.
Well, they're full skirts, and they've put their short puff sleeves, a square neck, sort of a blouson top on it, gathered into the waist.
Mm-hmm. And for the full package, you're looking for about £200.
Yeah.
So that's a wedding dress and two bridesmaid dresses. I think a lot of cumbersome details there, so if you'd like a few more details and some information, you can call Karen Keogh. What's your number, Karen?
476704.
476704. Was it your wedding dress?
Yeah.
It was? Great. Well, congratulations. Belated congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So that's Karen Keogh, 476704. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
And on line four, finally, before we take some music, Joan Adamson. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bray.
From Bray, over
yes.
The south side?
Yes.
You're a regular Sunshine listener?
I am, yes.
Terrific. What do we find you doing? Are you working this morning? Are you busy at home?
I have a dark grey velvet Dorian suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a size 14 and is only worn twice.
Only worn twice?
Yes.
So it's more or less in good condition. It's literally
yes,
new,
it's
I would
perfect.
Imagine.
And I was looking for £35 for that.
Looking for £35? That's
35.
£35.
Yes.
That's a velvet suit
it was
size.
A automatic twin tub washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
3 years old.
Yes.
And I was looking for £90 or thereabouts for that.
£90 for a twin-tub washing machine?
Yes.
And how old is that again?
3 years old.
It's 3 years old?
Yes.
Let me just run over that quickly again. Joan Adamson there from Bray. She wants to sell a velvet suit. It's only been worn twice, so you can take it. It's brand new, size 14, and she's looking for £35. That's an excellent bargain. And a twin-tub washing machine. How old is that, did you say, Joan?
3 years old.
2 years old, and you're looking for £95 for it. So more or less, if you want to take the full deal, you get it there for £130. Can I have your number, Joan?
863566.
Joan Adamson there, 863566. And if you want some more information on that, you can call Joan. Thanks, Joan.
Thank you very much.
Have
Bye.
A good day. Thank you. We'll take some music right now here at Sunshine, come back and do a few more trading deals on Swap and Sell next. But right now, Peebo Bryson and Roberta Flack. It's 23 minutes past 11.
Love to you tonight. I celebrate my love for you and hope that deep inside you feel.
too.
Tonight our spirits will be climbing to a sky lit up with diamonds.
When I make love to you, that midnight sun is gonna come shining through.
Tonight there'll be no distance between us.
What I want most to do is to get close to you.
Tonight I celebrate my love for you, Peeble Bryson and Roberta Flack. 26 minutes past 11, Monday the 27th, almost into the third month of the year. And swap and sell for a Monday morning, helping you to get a fair and a good price for your transactions. Well, we've had literally everything this morning. If you do want to swap, perhaps sell something which has been around the house for not too long, perhaps you've just no use for it, you can call Sheila at 460-400 or 460-319. Let me see, we have some more swapping and selling to do right now. Jenny O'Neill is on the line. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
How are you? Where do we find you calling us from this morning?
I'm phoning from Finglas.
From Finglas. And what can we do for you?
Well, I have a wedding dress and a Juliet cap. And I have a bridesmaid dress, a peach bridesmaid dress. The size of the wedding dress is a 16, a large 16. And the size of the bridesmaid dress is a 14.
Mm-hmm.
The bridesmaid dress is peach colour.
Yeah.
It has a laced embossed front and a trimming of lace at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it for 2 years, and I'm looking for about £60 our nearest offer.
£60 our nearest offer, and it's about 2 years old. You're looking for £60 for the full package there, are you?
Yeah.
So that's Jenny O'Neill calling from Finglas. She's offering a wedding dress and bridesmaid dress, a second package along those lines this morning. Is it your own wedding dress, Jenny?
It is, yes.
Well, belated congratulations there again. And, of course, there's a cap to go along with it. The wedding dress is a large size 16, the bridesmaid dress, a peach colour, 14 is the size there, both about 2 years old, and Jenny's looking for about £60 for the full collection. And what's your telephone number, please?
My telephone number is 346016.
That's Jenny O'Neill from Finglas, 346016. Hope you do well there, Jenny. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
And turning to line two right now, we've Jerry Redmond. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Tony.
What can we do for you this morning, Jerry?
Well, I had two things to sell. Both have been advertised before, and each time people have rang up, have not bothered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's an ornamental birdcage made of bamboo.
Bamboo, I would imagine that's a collector's item.
Well, it is really, yeah. It's handmade and all that, you know?
Yes.
Now, this has been advertised before,
mm-hmm.
and people rang up, but they didn't. You know, didn't bother. So I'm letting it go again.
How much are you looking for the birdcage?
£25.
Seems like a good bargain.
Mm. And there's also two sets of chef's uniforms, which have been used, obviously.
Yeah.
And they're going for a fiver.
A fiver each or a fiver
for
both? How old are they, Jerry?
Well, I last used them about 4 years ago, but they've only been hardly used, like, you know. One set is practically new.
They're still in good condition?
Oh, very good condition.
And what's your phone number?
374477.
Okay, Jerry, that's Jerry Redmond there. He's trying to get rid of the old ornamental birdcage, which, as I said, seems to be a bit of a collector's item. Handmade bamboo. It's going for £25 on nearest offer, I presume. Would I be right to say that?
That's right.
And two chef's uniforms, which haven't been used for 4 years, in fairly good condition, and he's willing to let both of those go for a fiver. So that's Jerry Redmond, if you're interested in calling him, 374477, 374477. Good morning, Jerry, thank you.
Morning, Tony, thank you very much.
Thank you. Line 3, Desmond O'Keefe. Morning, Desmond.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Sea Park in Malahide.
Malahide. And can we help you out, perhaps, this morning?
Well, I'm looking for a lady's set of golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
An old set. It's for my daughter. I want to get them cut down. She's taken up the game.
Right. I would have always imagined that an old set of golf clubs probably would cost more, maybe, than a new set. Would I be wrong?
Not really. No, not in this day and age. Golf clubs can... Well, the older you are, the cheaper you are, you know?
I see. Any particular type, any size? I presume you're going to cut them down yourself, are you?
Not really. Well, I'll get a pro or somebody to cut them down for me, you know?
Fine. And what price are you willing to pay for the set?
Oh, you know, something, as I say, she's only 11 years of age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And anything where 50, 60, 75 quid, like, you know?
Or in the nearest region, say £60.
Right.
Okay, Desmond O'Keefe, they're looking for a set of ladies' golf clubs. I presume you want them in reasonably good condition anyway.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
£60 there he's willing to pay, or round about that, he'll go £10 either way. They're for his daughter, and Desmond's number. Please, Des, what is the number?
450-425.
450-425. Thanks, Des.
Okay.
Calling there from Malahide. That more or less sums up swapping and selling. We'll have some more sets for you tomorrow, some more transactions. And as I said, if you feel you have something which you've been finding rather difficult to get rid of, not get rid of in the sense that it's useless to anyone else, but just in the sense that it might cost a lot more to go elsewhere. We'll do it for you absolutely free here at Sunshine. You can call Sheila right now, in fact, and book your call for tomorrow. 460-400 or 460-319 is our number. And I presume, having taken down those numbers, you can call those people and look up the goods for further information and the like. So once again, swapping and selling tomorrow morning at 11:15. Tony Gareth for Robbie Dale for Monday morning. This is Snowy White, Late of Lizzie and the Bird of Paradise. 28 minutes to midday.
So you fly it by. Flash of turquoise blue. I just had to try to keep your life.
In the silence of the night, do I hear a voice inside? That cries for more, since you rushed into my door. You gave to me your holy word, but you left me in this world. I try and pray, but your light just fades away. I'm walking through the night, searching for a light, oh no. Wandering in the dark, looking for a spark, oh Lord. Longing for the day, can't you show the way, oh Lord? Don't leave me on my own, it's hard on me alone. When nothing's going right, when living and believing is a fight, don't leave me here alone. Shine, you can take this heart of mine. Now, will you help me draw the line? I cry and pray, I won't let you fade away. I'm walking through the night, searching for a light, oh God. Oh, I'm wandering in the dark, looking for a spark, oh God. Longing for the day, can't you show the way, oh Lord? Nothing's going right, when living and believing is a fight, don't leave me all alone.
That's a track you'll find on the LP Nightline. Randy Crawford here with Sunshine, her new single, simply called Why. 21 and a half minutes now to midday with Tony Garrett. Andy's along at 12, that's 12 noon, right through till 4. Of course, Martin's along at 4. And David Dennehy wraps up the day more or less with a little touch of solar energy at 8 this evening. Speaking of later on tonight, 7:30 is the time, the venue, McDonald's in Dunleary, where, of course, the major charity auction takes place to raise funds for the children's ward in St. Michael's Hospital in Dunleary. Now, apparently, and I didn't honestly know this, I think it is terrific, part of McDonald's community commitment is to visit children in hospital, and it was during one of these visits recently that they noticed the bad state of repair of the children's ward in St. Michael's. So there's no shortage of items to be auctioned. If you pop along, I'm sure you'll find a bicycle, some furniture, clothes, a jewellery, whatever you might be after. They're there for the bidding, and all they need now, as the lads over there in McDonald's say, is your public support. So I'm sure Ronald will probably pay a visit as well. Tonight is the night for the auction, 7:30 later on this evening in McDonald's in Dunleary. I'd like to say a special hello right now to three young ladies who make life so much more pleasant. They're from the Navan Road, Joan, Sheila and Mary, and they are the ladies who look after the patrons of Ned's every night of the week, and they're devoted and regular listeners to Sunshine. So thanks for tuning in, and trust you'll enjoy this one. I know I played it already today. I think it's worth another spin. This is Private Lives, Living in a World That's Upside Down.
You never know what you want. Look me in the eye and tell me something I wanna hear. You see, you wanna take a drive over the bridge to the other side. So you don't like the view from here. Have you ever had more than one thought in your mind? Do you ever look further than your own kind?
Say you're living in a world turned upside down.
No, you're just
hanging around,
waiting.
choosing east to west. You still don't know what's best. The only choice is satisfy your own desire. Using all the boys, each and everyone like a toy. Is this what you admire? Have you ever had more than one thought in your mind?
John Adams and Morris Michaels, two guys from London, Private Lives in the charts this week with their new single, Living in a World That's Upside Down. Now, 17 minutes to midday is the time this Monday morning. I don't know whether you can pinch more than an inch. Perhaps you can pinch more than an inch, so much so that you've given up. Well, weak-willed dieters, according to today's papers, tempted into secret midnight feasts, now have a rather embarrassing antidote if they really, really want to put up the fight to get rid of the bulge. They can get a device, apparently, that triggers an alarm when the fridge door is opened and plays a recording of pigs feeding. So the grunting sounds from the device can be heard throughout the whole house, waking the wife, waking the baby, and causing a lot of trouble. I ask myself, though, is this invention by the American company perhaps a fridge too far?
Her hair is hollow gold, lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff style. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. Lay your heart on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you. Roll you like you were dice. Until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. Off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Mid-morning Monday, it's 40 minutes to midday. Betty Davis eyes from Kim Carnes. Now, a little bit of a personal question, which I'm sure everyone is dying to know the answer to. Are you, or do you know someone who's expecting a baby on Wednesday? Now, straight off, you probably say to yourself, well, what relevance is Wednesday as regards Thursday or as different from Tuesday? Well, Wednesday is the 29th of February. It's the leap day of the leap year, and as you know, it only occurs every 4 years. So any baby born on this day has to be a special baby. I know one of my friends who was born 20 years ago, in fact, on the leap year. The fact that he's only 5 years old doesn't really make any difference, but we're giving away...